The Czech Republic's main car maker and the country's biggest exporter, Škoda Auto, is sitting pretty amid the series of recalls damaging its Japanese rivals. The problems facing the world's biggest car maker, Toyota, and smaller manufacturer, Honda, should help the Czech car maker in its bid to break into new markets, especially in Asia. Chris Johnstone reports.
Škoda Auto does not want to gloat over the problems of some of its Japanese rivals right now. That would not be becoming. But there can be little doubt that the series of recalls that have tarnished the hard-won reputation for reliability of the world's biggest car maker, Toyota, and second biggest Japanese producer, Honda, can only help it. Škoda Auto has been building up its reputation for reliability in recent years. That is basically one of the foundations of its sale drive, employing the slogan, Simply Clever. Company spokesman Yaroslav Cherny says that solid reputation is crucial to safeguard and build on its sales success.
Especially in these hard times on the automotive markets, it's very important to build on image and awareness. And without reliability, you can't increase your sales.
Škoda Auto has done so well on this front that in the wake of the latest problems, a top betting company in the British Isles and Australia on Tuesday gave Škoda Auto the longest odds of suffering a major recall from around a dozen car manufacturers. It put the odds on Škoda suffering such a blow at 66-1. While Toyota's main markets are Japan and North America, it is still one of the major sellers in Western Europe, Škoda Auto's biggest single market. With a market share of just under 5% in Western Europe last year, Toyota outsells Škoda Auto, which grabbed 2.4% of that market. But Škoda's Cherny points out that the battle for sales is truly global.
Škoda is present on 102 markets worldwide, and I think on all markets where we are present is also the Japanese car makers present. So I can't pick up particularly one country where we are facing the Japanese only.
Toyota and Škoda Auto are likely to face off increasingly in fast-developing markets such as China and India, where both see major expansion opportunities and have launched local production. Toyota last year had a 7.5% of the booming Chinese market, which in 2009 overtook the US as the world's biggest single car market. Škoda Auto also has high hopes of continued expansion there.
The decision from Škoda to go on the emerging markets like China or India was good, and we can see it on the sales. For example, last year in China, we had 120,000 cars, which was extremely good, and we're still thinking that the market is growing and the potential is there.
Yaroslav Cherny of Škoda Auto, and ups and downs in the automobile industry.